Message number 832. Mother of Salvation, not one door was opened to allow my son to come into the world with dignity. Wednesday, July 3, 2013. My dear child, when you are thrown into the wilderness and isolated because of this mission, it is important to know the reason why. Because when you do, it will make it easier for you to accept such cruelty. When I was about to give birth, not one door was opened to allow my son to come into the world with dignity. As each door was slammed in the face of God, who sent his only son to redeem man from sin, it will be just the same as God now prepares the way for the second coming of his son. As God prepares the world for this great day, doors will again be shut in defiance against the word of God. You, as the messenger, will continue to face fierce opposition. Many will not only keep their doors closed, this will only be one insult, they will scream terrible obscenities and hurt you, my child, because they do not want to hear the word of God. The spirit of evil prevails at this crucial time in the history of mankind and will crush even the most holy amongst God's children. Only the most courageous will withstand the spirit of evil which will infest millions, so that they will reject the mercy of my son. It is not the messages alone which will be hated, but it is the fear that through the mercy of my son that more souls will be saved from the grasp of the evil one. The evil one works and weaves his way into the hearts of many souls, and in particular those who are close to my son. It is the devout followers within my son's church who are the first target of the evil one, who will turn most of them against his word at this time. The true word of my son Jesus Christ has been diluted over the centuries, and the contents of the Holy Bible are now denied by many who say they know my son. Remember, the battle for souls is being fought by the angels and saints in my Father's kingdom against the deceiver. You, my child, are caught in the middle and as such become an easy target. It is because of the enormity of this mission, and because you are a prophet, and not a visionary, that you will work in isolation and be hated amongst men. Do not allow this persecution to sadden you or feel that you will not be strong enough, for this cannot be. You have been sent and you are protected, and you will stand up and continue to proclaim the word of God until the last day. This is foretold, and when the souls of the world are saved and when the new kingdom, the new paradise, commences, none of this suffering will be of any consequence. Rejoice and have no fear. I, your beloved mother, will guide and protect you even in your darkest hour, so that the light of God will fill your mind, body and soul every day. I love you, my child, and you must know that you have been blessed with the gift of perseverance. All is now in the hands of God. You must trust in Him at all times. Your beloved mother, Mother of God, Mother of Salvation.